Hawks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
And welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show. Hour number two underway here. Lots to talk about. Debate last night. Other things. Texas 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program. We're scheduled to have from Alabama Today, my friend April Marie Fogel will join us, and in the 11 o'clock hour as well, State Senator Chris Elliott will be with us. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. Our usual Friday episode underway as well. Joining the program now, always a pleasure to introduce this next guest. Been very kind to this show. Always want to make sure I emphasize that. We always welcome to hear his voice. The United States Senator Doug Jones joins us online. Senator, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Jeff. Just voted this morning, and all good. It's really great to be back with you. I appreciate it.
How was that experience? You took advantage of the absentee balloting process at the Jefferson County Courthouse?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it's a pretty day up here, and so I looked to make sure it was going to be a pretty day. Got out there, was in line for probably an hour or so. You go through and you get your absentee ballot. It's still a little bit of a cumbersome process to go through, but it's all good. They've really done a good job, I think, in Jefferson County, making sure that people go as smoothly as possible. So it was all good. A lot of folks out there.
A lot of people, other people, taking advantage. I saw over the weekend, it looked like there were lines, but it sounds like there's still pretty good foot traffic today as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think there will be up until October 29th for folks that are interested. It's safe. It's healthy. They keep people social distance. Everybody was wearing their mask. Everything was good. They really did a good job, so you got until October 29th to get out there and cast your vote.
Senator, I know you've been very focused on your own race, but did you watch the debate last night? Do you have any thoughts about the direction of the presidential election?
Yeah, you know, I listened to most of it because we had one of our drive-in rallies down in Troy last night, the birthplace of John Lewis, which was great. Had a really good crowd in their cars, and you know, it's that different world. So I listened to most of it and saw the very end of it, but. You know, Jeff, I don't think that this really changed the trajectory of the race very much. I think the star, quite frankly, the star of the show last night was the mute button for both of these candidates, and that was the real star. And it gave folks the substance was roughly the same. So I don't think it's going to change. I thought it was at least a good debate in the sense that you could not cringe. You know, with every answer and people interrupting and getting all over each other.
Yeah, it seemed the benefit for both candidates to have that mute button because, you know, depending on which way you lean, you got to see kind of really what they, I guess, the clear. To me, you could really tell the distinctions between the two candidates last night.
Yeah, I think that was true. Now, I will say, Jeff, and I've got to say this, though. I mean, if you look at the fact-checking, what is disturbing is the amount of false statements. There were some on both sides of this, but it, you know, there were so many things that were just incorrect and stated as if it was a fact that it's not. But at least people can judge that for themselves, and they weren't talking over each other, and people can look at that. They can judge for themselves what to believe and not to believe, but and I thought the moderator did a good job. I thought she did a really good job of being fair and keeping things on point and keeping it moving along.
Senator, let's move on to your race. You're running for a full term this time. You're just running for the remainder of a term in 2017. You know, we don't talk about much about this, but if you do get elected again, I mean, do you have some aspirations? Do you have some goals?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jeff, I'm going to tell you, my aspiration and goals are going to be to continue the last 2.5 years of doing what I've done and reaching across the aisle to try to move folks forward, to try to get people to talk together, to unify a little bit, to come together, to try to figure out where we can find the common ground. I'm going to tell you, Jeff, we're still going to be in this pandemic, and that's going to be the biggest issue facing this country for a while. I am very worried. Everything that I'm seeing from our healthcare professionals is telling me that the next 6 months may be even darker than the first 6 months that we had here. People are tired, and they're getting their they're letting their guards down. Our numbers in Alabama are going back up, and so if we've got to get this virus under control in order to make sure our economy gets back rolling full-fledged, you cannot do both. You can open things up and do things safe and healthy, but to really rock and roll like we were doing, you're going to have to get this virus under control, and I'm worried about it. I think where we're going now is not in a good place, so that's going to be the main thing. And because of that, because of the virus, it's going to cause Congress to have to look at another package. We're going to have to put more money in there. There's no question about it. Cities and counties, unemployment, businesses are going to need this money. They're going to need more payroll money. They're going to need more emergency loans. Our schools are going to need more. Congress is going to have to step in. There is no question. There is, you know, there's plans. It's been really frustrating for me not to be able to get another plan. But once we can start getting on the back end of this, once that vaccine finally does get approved, but it's not going to be till next year probably, and start disseminated, then we got to really start doing the infrastructure bills and start doing those things necessary to build our roads, our bridges, to get money going back into the economy, going back into the treasury, building up broadband and doing all those things necessary. I think we're going to be the immediate problem for the next Congress is still going to be this pandemic and the economic crisis and the inequities that we have seen and the fallout that we have seen from this is going to be with us for a long time. And that's going to require plans. It's going to require experience. It's going to require leadership.
You know, and we'll get more into the pandemic in just a moment, but you mentioned infrastructure and transportation. I don't need to say this to this audience, but that I-10 bridge across the Mobile Bay there, getting that done and making that, it's going to take, I think, a lot of heavy lifting from the federal government side to get that, to make that a reality. What can you tell us about that?
No, I think you're absolutely right, but I'm going to tell you, Jeff, we've got an opportunity here. We've got two things about it. First of all, folks need to remember that the best opportunity is going to be probably in the next couple of years when Senator Shelby is still in, because he has done so much for the state. He's going to be leaving, and that is going to leave a void for the state of Alabama. And so I think folks have to start looking beyond that to see what we can do now. I'm going to tell you, I think, and this is just Doug Jones talking, but I think there's going to be an appetite after this pandemic is over for more federal government involvement in infrastructure programs like that Mobile Bridge. Right now, it's been part of the same formula, but the federal government is going to have to step up and do more to put federal infrastructure in place, roads and bridges, schools, broadband, all of those things, because we know that when you do that, it brings money back into the United States Treasury. It's not just going to deplete the Treasury. For every dollar you put in, it's going to create jobs, it's going to put money back, and it's going to put money back into the Treasury. The return on it will be great. So I think there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity to maybe get a better federal match, to get more federal dollars coming into that. And remember, I've already had a bill that's passed out of the Commerce Committee to make sure that our evacuation route money was going to be there as a separate pot of money. So, we're doing everything we can to try to piece together as many federal dollars as we can for that Mobile Bridge, because I think it's important. But we got to do it in a way that does not have tolls that, you know, are going to make it too cost prohibitive, that are just a tax on folks. So I think there's opportunities there, Jeff, going forward. I really do.
So it's interesting that the public private idea of using the tolls, you're not a supporter.
Well, it's not that I'm not a supporter. I think that there has been places for those where they can use. The problem is with the match, the way it was done, the toll was just way too much. It was just not feasible for people to use that. So I think we've got to go back to the drawing board and look at that. But right now, coming out of the pandemic, if we are going to do major infrastructure bills, then maybe that can do to where the public part of that is more, so that we can have less of the private part and make, if there has to be a toll, make it minimal so that people can afford it. I'm not saying that's the case. I think there's a possibility we could do even better. But look, we're not there yet. I mean, we're having to spend money to save lives and save livelihoods right now to come out of this pandemic. We're not in a position right now to where we can even look at what it's going to take with for this infrastructure going forward. We got to do what it takes right now to make sure the people have what they need to keep businesses open, to keep people employed, get them back employed, and to get this economy on an upswing and not get back to the downswing. But again, Jeff, that I keep saying this, it's really dependent on everybody helping out, doing your part to keep this virus under control.
Senator, you mentioned that there's going to, it seems like there needs to be, or you believe that there needs to be a big, heavy federal component to keep the economy up and going. Are we just going to print money, deficits, the national debt? Where does that figure in? When do we need to start making that a consideration?
Well, I think once we can get the virus under control, we can start making that consideration. Look, Jeff, I have sat and I've talked to the federal chairman of the Federal Reserve. I've talked to a couple of the board of governors from over in Atlanta and other places. I've talked to economists. We've had them in front of our banking committee. Almost universally, folks are saying that there needs to be more federal money spent. States can't do it. They've got a balanced budget. The cities and counties can't do it. They've got a balanced budget. The only way we can keep some of these businesses opening and do it safely and healthy is with federal government money. And our interest rates now are zero, so it's not costing us interest money. We've got to do this. We've got to save people and save business and livelihoods. Every economist, the federal chairman of the Federal Reserve, all say Congress has got to step up. Congress needs to go bigger. If you're going to err on the side of going bigger, not smaller, because we could end up being in a more severe recession if we don't get this virus under control and we don't do the things necessary to keep businesses open and open safely and healthy for both their employees as well as their customers.
Joined by Senator Doug Jones here on the program. Senator, the CARES Act that was passed earlier this year, and it seems like a lot of that money is still out there, not quite spent yet, but there's a deadline approaching. Is part of this, does there need to be some alterations or maybe something included to allow for the what we have on the table right now to run its course?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. We should be looking at taking what is left out there and see where it is and just repurposing it, making sure that if folks need more time, they can get it. That we can put that as part of a bigger package going forward. I don't think there's any question that we couldn't do that if people would just talk about it. You know, it's been frustrating, Jeff, and you know, I've talked about this. I mean, it was just this week. It was and all over the media where Senator McConnell basically has told the president he didn't want to do anything before the election. I mean, and that's been it really has been the way he has run this thing since the early summer when we should have been doing this. But yes, there's money there that needs to be, that deadlines need to be extended. We're still in this virus. We're going to be in this virus, and it's likely to get a little bit worse, if not a lot worse. So we've got to monitor this, and we can take that money, put it right back in the pot, do the things necessary, but we need to do more as well.
Senator, other things going on. It looks like McConnell has put the Barrett confirmation floor vote on the calendar. I'm assuming at this point you're still a no vote.
Yeah, you know, look, we're, 11 days from the election, and there's been nothing that I've seen that where my vote is going to count, and so this is a vote of principle for me. I really, even the National Catholic Register, which is the online news source of for so many Catholics around the country, came out just this week urging that the nomination be postponed. That's the position that I've taken, and at this point, I'm assuming that the votes will go forward. I'll be headed back tomorrow. They'll be going forward, but as I've said, this is my vote won't count, but it is a matter of principle. I'm really sad for the institution of the Senate and for the lack of independency of the Supreme Court that Senator McConnell is creating with this when it was just not necessary.
Finally, Senator, you mentioned doing these drive-in rallies where people come and I guess they kind of do it in their car and you know what are you hearing You've traveled the state. You're campaigning around the state of Alabama. What are constituents or what are voters telling you that's important? I assume COVID, but is there anything else?
Well, sure. I mean, look, the main thing that they want to do is they want to get back to work, but they want their health care. They want to make sure that their health is protected. They want to make sure that they have access to good, affordable health care. And they're concerned about that. They're concerned that the Affordable Care Act is under siege and that 957,000 Alabamians who have pre-existing conditions, that their health care is in jeopardy if the ACA goes away. They're concerned that they've got a 25-year-old or 24-year-old on their health insurance, that if the ACA goes away, they're going to have to find their own health care insurance. They're concerned about prescription drug medicine. Health care is a dominating concern, Jeff. There is no question about that. It is a dominating concern in Alabama. We've just not invested in people's health. They are concerned about what they've seen in the COVID crisis right now and how it's affected seniors, how it's affected rural areas. That's the dominant thing. But certainly we want to talk about, and we've been talking, and people ask about jobs all the time. We talk about my healthcare manufacturing bill that I introduced this summer to try to bring back healthcare manufacturing to Alabama. They'd like to see that in these areas where you can repurpose some of these facilities to bring back the making of masks, the making of gowns, and anything that is healthcare related. They want to talk about our national security to make sure we're concerned. And I will tell you, Jeff, more and more people are concerned about the reports they're hearing about Russia, China, Iran, North Korea interfering in this election. I think that's why more and more people are also getting out to vote early.
Senator, we got to wrap it up. Folks want to find out more about your campaign or where they can find you, what's going on. And point them in the right direction, if you would.
Sure. Thanks, Jeff. It's DougJones.com. You know, we're going to be in Mobile next Thursday night at the Civic Center for our last drive-in rally. Y'all, please come. It's free. It's open to the public. You can go to DougJones.com/events. And get your ticket. We like for people to register, but it's free. You can come. So it's fun. You'll get out and see some folks, but it'll be a lot of fun. And any of the other things, we've got it right there on DougJones.com that folks can take a look at. So, Jeff, thanks again, as always, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Senator, we always appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again one more time before the election. That was... And I say Senator Doug Jones, got to get a break in. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.